You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. I'm joined by the Juggernaut, and with him is Mr. Adam Morley. I'll come to you first, Joe. Nice break in Dubai.
Yeah, really great to get out there in the get some sunshine after my win from Dubai to Dubai. And it's just amazing to just be by the beach and just to chill out by the pool and, you know, not do anything for a couple of days, just get some sunshine and just as well, really, because now it's like a two-week quarantine after you get back now. But yeah, it's really great to get away when I could.
Yeah, you went at the right time. Adam, yourself, what have you been doing?
Not much, really. Not much. Just being locked down in my house and annoying my family. That's about it, really.
I'm sure you've been doing a lot of work as well, because a lot has been going on. Before we talk about what's happened today and the article that Sky Sports put out, I do want to just reflect on the win you had against Daniel. Obviously, we're here at Stellard's gym in Kingston, where the master plan was formed to beat Daniel. Just talk me through the performance and the win, reflecting on it, please, Joe.
Yeah, so it was a great fight starting out. We started the first round and he was coming forward, you know, with some big shots. I managed to get a couple of jabs off and I was using my footwork really well and moving away from his power shots and, you know, just keep on, like, working at the jab. So, you know, he tried to hit me with his best shots and, you know, credit to him for, you know, putting his best effort in and, you know, trying to get me out of there. But the work, you know, I did here with the team, is, you know, it's really, really, the plan really came together. It wasn't just going to be just the jab, but that was what was working on the night. And, you know, I kept on busting up his eye like that. And, I hope his eye's all right now. You know, it's after the fight and, you know, I hope he's going to be getting back in the gym soon and I look forward to his fight, his comeback fight. So, but yeah, it was a great fight and it, you know, it silenced a lot of people who thought he was going to wipe the floor with me and knock me out in two rounds. And, you know, I won a lot of people money, so I hope they had a good Christmas on me.
Was that the best of Joe Joyce? How much more levels do you believe you got? I'm sure it wasn't the best Joe Joyce. I'm sure there's more to you still.
Yeah, I definitely thought I had more to. I could have if it hadn't stopped in the 10th round, I definitely think I would have picked it up the last two rounds, especially the last round, and, you know, perhaps try to stop him another way. But, like, he seemed to be up on the scorecards, so it would have been a bit too close. So it's good that it stopped the way it did. Put it that way.
Yeah, Adam, I'll come to you about that. I think one of the cards had Daniel 5 or 6 up, I believe, at the stoppage. Thoughts on that, looking back at it?
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with it. But I think in fights, you know, we've got respect for the judges and they score the fights how they see it. You know, I might disagree with it, but you've got to respect the judges. I thought Joe was winning the fight, but there's only one way to make sure. And Joe made sure of it. But, you know, going forward, you've always got it. That's the great thing about heavyweights, especially with someone like Joe, he can stop people. So you don't have to rely on that external factor. For Joe, it's about it all being in his power. And that was in his power. He stopped it. Forget about the cards. Like, who cares? He won the fight.
Do you believe throughout the fight that the stoppage was going to come at one point, Joe?
Did you see my like hand motion when I was like, get out of here, in the, was it the ninth round or something? That's when I knew that I was going to win the fight, because I thought, I've taken his best punches. I know what his rhythm is and I've worked him out. My jab's landing nicely and it's, you know, I was kind of in the mode to like, you know, pick it up in those like final championship rounds. But I thought, like watching it back, I've watched it back a couple of times now. The last time I watched it back, I thought it was, you know, Dan did well. He, you know, he's a good fighter at the end of the day, and I thought he was quite close. Yeah. But I think I was by that ninth round, I knew that there's nothing he could do, and I was going to win the fight because I just worked him out at that point, and he didn't have a chance at that stage.
I feel like. And this is partly our fault as well, because the talk in the media was heavily around Daniel and his injury and the way the fight ended. Joe got his credit for the win, but I don't think he got enough. Enough of the talk wasn't about Joe's performance. Is that how you felt as well? Come to you first, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I always seem to be the underdog, and I don't know. Like I've seemed to be edging my way to a world title as we speak. So it's just, you know, I'll get there. It's just, I'm just kind of like still under the radar.
Adam, yeah, a lot of people were talking about Daniel after the fight. Do you think Joe didn't really get the credit he deserved?
I think that before the fight, a lot of people thought Daniel was going to win. So I think afterwards, you know, Joe kind of silenced his critics. But I do think in heavyweight boxing in particular, you either got to have a very flashy style or be a big talker. And to be fair to Joe, I'm sure he'd admit it, he's neither of those things. He's not a massive talker. He's not got a particularly flashy style. But if you fall into that category, then you've got to win. And through your success, you become famous and you become more and more successful. And that's exactly what Joe's doing right now. So as Joe progresses in his career, more and more people, he'll kind of pick up fans along the way and they'll respect his qualities. They'll respect his chin. They really respect his chin after that. And they respect his stamina. And you can see already Joe's getting more people. He's turning people online to say, actually, yeah, rate him. Because, you know, before the fight, they're like, he's slow, he's this, he's that. But then you've got to appreciate Joe's chin in that fight and you've got to appreciate his stamina. And in the end, he won it in the 10th. But if you'd have seen the 11th or 12th, I mean, we had the benefit of that camp. We know that's where Joe really shows his quality in those last two rounds. So he could have not, you know, spectacularly knocked him out. But he got the job done, and Joe will keep picking up fans through his quality.
I'm sure he'll get a lot more fans when a potential fight could be announced. This is more kind of the business side, so I'll come to you first about this, Adam. Where are we with Joe Joyce v. Alexander Usyk?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking to our promoter, Frank Warren, about it. That's what we're doing. We're talking to Frank Warren and George Warren. We're talking to George. And, yeah, that's the fight we want. It's a great fight for Joe. If he wins it, becomes an interim champion. Obviously, the WBO have a lot to say about it. I mean, it's up to the WBO to order the fight. And, you know, I've seen what's been put out there today like anyone else. I read it with interest that the WBO are in the process of ordering the fight. But, you know, that doesn't mean it's happening. So we talked to our promoter about other options and we want to keep Joe busy. But Joe wants to become a world champion, and to become a world champion, there's different paths available. That's the best path at the moment. Joe's ranked, I think, number 5 with the WBC. He's ranked with the IBF as well. But the clearest path is with the WBO against Usyk, and that's what we're gunning for.
I know we're quite away from a formal announcement, Joe, but is your attention now turning towards Alexander Usyk?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I look forward to it. It was a great fight, the first fight, and the rematch is going to be even better. I think I've picked up more skills along the way, and I'm, you know, don't leave with my head anymore. Taking shots, I can actually move it and like do other things now. So, because I've been in the sport for a lot longer than than back then. I think I only did like, only what was that, 5 years? I've done 10 years now anyway, so I'm definitely picked up a lot more skills along the way, and I think Usyk seems to be putting a bit more weight on power-wise, and I think it's just the making of a great fight. And you know, it's for both of us, we got like, for the winner, they have a chance to potentially fight the winner of Fury against AJ. So, you know, that's the biggest fight in world boxing right now. Two heavyweights going for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. And like, whoever wins that fight between me and Usyk has the potential of fighting for that, for the undisputed crown. So, mate, there's nothing bigger.
Before we talk about the fight itself, I do want to just quickly get the business side of things done, Adam. So we saw an article today that I referred to earlier. A couple of points to pick up from that. So the WBO are looking to order this fight. Is that correct?
That's what I understand, yeah. I mean, they're obviously the WBO corresponding with Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua's people, and I'm not involved in that fight at all. So that's what I hear, but I've heard that, you know, like you've heard it. I've not been especially informed of that at all.
Yeah. And that potentially, or most likely, could be for a WBO interim title.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Obviously, we have a promoter that does that liaising with the governing body for us. But yeah, it's for a WBO interim title, which means I believe what would happen is the winner would face Fury or Joshua. And if Fury or Joshua don't face the interim champion becomes the full champion. Like details on purse splits, higher purse split for that fight. But yeah, look, it's exactly where we want Joe to be. We want that fight to happen. He's the number two. Usyk's the number one. That's how it's supposed to work in boxing.
I mean, that works nicely for everyone. Obviously, we get Usyk v. Joe Joyce, and we also get Fury v. Joshua for the undisputed tag, which is what he deserves.
Which is what he deserves, yeah. We need that fight in boxing. You know, there's a lot of criticism in boxing. It's not like UFC, and we don't know who the real champions are. This is undisputed, and then once you get undisputed, hopefully that kind of carries on. I mean, maybe the sanctioning bodies won't like that, but you want that undisputed title to carry on, so you know who the man is, which is effectively like the lineal title.
Just want to pick up on something you said there as well. Because we know that Fury Joshua will be a two-fight deal, I mean, that's been heavily reported, the winner of Usyk Joyce, if it happens, when they win that interim title, is more than likely they will become the full champion, which is, I think, what you said, because Fury and Joshua, the winner of that, will have to vacate because they're going to have a second fight. Is that correct?
It's possible. I mean, you never know what could happen in a fight. For example, if Joe had a mandatory rematch clause with Daniel, which he didn't, it wouldn't be happening because Daniel's too badly injured. So we never know how that fight can end. And Ellison, who knows what the actual deal is between Fury and Joshua? I'm not doing it. Might be two fights, it might not be. It's hard to speculate. But yeah, if, as I said, if the winner does not fight the interim champion becomes the full champion. Yeah. And I think it's a worthy champion. I think if Usyk beats Joe, he's a worthy champion. And if Joe beats Usyk, likewise.
Just a second point to pick up from the article, Adam, please. There was reference to Joe's contract with Queensbury and Frank Warren. Can you just make a comment on that, please?
Yeah, sure. Joe's got a contract with Queensbury and Frank Warren. We want to stay there. We want Joe to be their number one. We think he is their number one. We want the full backing of the channel. And we're discussing extending a contract. But like, you know, I don't think it was a particularly kind of insightful or extraordinary article. The fact that Joe has a contract that expires, you know, all contracts expire, and it's my job and Sam's job to make sure Joe gets as much benefit as possible. He's 35 years old. You know, it's our job right now to ensure that we get the most, it's not necessarily the most money, it's the best situation for Joe, taking everything into account. But we want to stay with Frank Warren, we want to extend with him. We want Joe to be the face of BT. You know, he is the best that BT have, and we want him to be the face of their channel.
Joe, I know this is not really your side of things, but just want you to make a comment perhaps on everything Adam's just said there and what you feel about it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that is one of the carrots for beating Daniel Dubois, is to be the face of BT, and I believe I ticked that box, so it's... You know, it, like, especially with the an Usyk fight looming, I think that would be, you know, the best. Yeah, I'm like happy with the, you know, the team with Frank Warren and stuff. So I just see, you know, see what we can, see what deal we can come up with for the fight going forward.
Now, a lot of people, you know, will be going back to YouTube and watching that first fight between yourself and Alexander Usyk in the amateurs, which you referred to. Why does it turn around different this time, Joe?
I always say I cringe watching it back, but it, you know, it was a good, exciting fight. That we had plenty of exchanges. It was pretty close at the end. At the end, it went five rounds, all action, five rounds as well. So that's, you know, we can do that over 12.
Ultimately, what will it come down to and lead to a victory for yourself?
Sorry?
Ultimately, what will it come down to? Why do you believe you're going to, yeah, come out on top against Alexander Usyk?
Well, because he's going to have to deal with me for 12 rounds, not five. And, like, with them pro gloves and, like, obviously all the skills I've learnt as well along the way, they're definitely going to play dividends. And also I have the, you know, the best camp and sparring, southpaw sparring, so I'll be ready.
Do you believe your size, your physicality will run Usyk down? It will be too much for him?
Yeah, so like I watched that fight against Usyk, I mean, Chisora against Usyk, that fight, and I thought Chisora did well. He was, you know, he gave it his all, and it was a close fight, but where Usyk was a little bit more nimble and on his footwork and on his bike and moving around the ring, he was like just stealing off him. And I think I'm, you know, a bigger specimen. I'm 6'6" and I've got faster feet, so it's going to be a lot, you know, a lot better fight. And I think I've got the tools to do the job.
Do you think you stop him?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you got a little message for Alexander Usyk?
Usyk, I'm coming, Usyk.
See that video of him yesterday?
Yeah. Ratings for that, man. That water looked cold.
What, jumping in ice was he?
Yeah, I think was it like a baptism or something? I don't know. I saw there was a priest.
I think he was celebrating a Ukrainian special day or something. I don't know exactly what it was, but yeah, looked freezing.
Joe mentioned a certain name there, Derek Chisora. Now, this was a while ago, about, I think, just before Christmas. David Hay made some comments and he wants Derek, his man, to fight Joe Joyce. I know your attention is securing his fight with Usyk at the moment, but what did you think about what David said?
Look, I mean, I think that Derek is someone whose fights are box office worthy. I think you've seen that, and he brings
war. He brings war. He brings war, excitement, like the press conferences. He's always gives it his all in the fights. So, you know, it's definitely.
Yeah, listen, he's got David Hay, who's an incredible kind of promoter, in the real sense of the word, and a lot of people would believe David. That believed when David was talking Usyk Chisora, he kind of persuaded them that Chisora might be Usyk, and then they kind of woke up and thought, well, that was never going to happen. But he's very persuasive. So, listen, that's an interesting kind of like publicity fight to get Joe's publicity up. But we're really focused on Joe as an athlete and Joe achieving what we think he can achieve. And no disrespect to Derek, but when you've got the WBO interim title on the line and potentially a shot at a world title, that's what we're aiming for. If that doesn't happen, you move on, you look at other options. That's an option. There's loads of options, and you've got to pick the best one that kind of weighs up purse against what it's going to do for you promotion wise you know, when what you saw when Joe fought Daniel, that worked.
And also, like, tactically, it was like the best move out available. So, and this move with Usyk is, yeah, there's no better for the interim title for a potential fight against AJ or Fury.
And people are at different stages of their careers. You know, Joe's at the stage of his career where he just wants progression. He just wants to win. He just wants to drive forward. He's not at the stage of his career where he's very focused financially. Yeah, of course, we want to get the best out of this for Joe, but he's like, no, I'm going to be world champion. Get me the world champion fight. Joe would take less money to become world champion rather than more money to fight someone who's more famous at this stage of his career, which is where we want him to be.
Yeah, well, at this stage, in many people's eyes, they'd argue that, aside from Fury Joshua, the best fight in the division is perhaps Joyce v Usyk, and the whole WBO situation represents that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, Fury Joshua is by far and away 1v2, And yeah, Joyce Usyk, okay, you say you've got Wilder in there, Ruiz, maybe Dillian White, those kind of people, but I think Joe's the third, but Joe has a very good claim to be the third best heavyweight.
What do you think about Deontay Wilder, just been mentioned there? Perhaps boxing Charles Martin is his return fight. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great fight. I think I'll be interested to watch it. I've shared the time in the ring when I was in Big Bear with Abel. I did a lot of rounds in the ring with Charles Martin, and I thought when he boxed Joshua, I don't think he was in the right place. There's a lot going on like behind the scenes, and he wasn't really ready for that fight. And I think, you know, sharing the ring with him, we had some hard spars up in Big Bear, so it'd be interesting to see what, because I don't know if he will, but actually knowing Wilder, you know, he's got that right hand as well. If he walks onto another right hand like he did against Joshua, then it could be an early night. But I think he's like improved since then, and you know, I think with his like mindset and dedication, I think it's come up. You know, he's in a better place now to like, and it will definitely be an interesting fight, and it'll be definitely one I'll be tuning into.
I just thought the name was popped up, and thought we'd get your quick thoughts on that one. What's your mum saying about the Usyk fight? Is Marvel wanting you to fight Alexander Usyk?
Yeah, I'm for the interim title, of course you. But you have to interview her separately. I'm sure she's got a lot to say about the matter.
I think I said to someone the other day that Joe's mum is one of the best interviews, one of the best people to interview, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she leaves me voice notes, actually, telling me her view on different fights and what we should make. So I think she's a fan of the fight. I think she likes it.
She might join S-Jam soon.
Yeah, she loves boxing. She watches all the like interviews and stuff. She sends me. She's always sending me stuff and loves talking about boxing. She's really into it. It's like, I think she's put EastEnders on the back burner, and she's into the boxing.
Like she watches every video. Every video, he's got a comment on it. I'm not sure if she's commenting online, but she's commenting to me, to Joe, to Sam. Like, she's like, what's going on here? Why isn't this happening? So, you know, maybe it was her that put the WBO email out there.
Might well have been. Listen, Adam, Joe, appreciate your time.
Cheers.
Look forward to a massive 2021. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm sure this Usyk fight will happen, all right?
Cheers, Umar. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks, Umar.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.